Rick Upchurch joins us on Sports Byline USA. He played his entire 9-year career with the Denver Broncos, one of the fine wide receivers and kick returners in NFL history. Matter of fact, in his second season, he set an NFL record by returning 4 punts for touchdowns. In his third season, he led the NFL in punt return yardage and also assisted the Broncos to their first ever Super Bowl appearance. And he's been ranked the 6th greatest return specialist and also was named one of the 300 best NFL players of all time. That's a lot of nice comments about a career, isn't it, Rick?
Well, you know, it is. And I truly take that with honor, that's for sure. But, you know, anytime anyone has success, you know, you have a lot of people that that are involved in that success. And certainly my coaches, the fans that we played for, the other players that were on the field who blocked for you and helped you along the way. A lot of people, man, have a lot to do with your success. And I certainly tip my hat to all the folks that helped me out. That's for sure.
Let me take you back to Ohio, because you played high school football in Ohio. You also went to community college in Iowa, and then you went to the University of Minnesota before jumping into the National Football League. But growing up, usually I know those people in Ohio, they're one of either Pittsburgh Steelers, Cincinnati Bengal fans, or maybe even the Cleveland Browns. What were you as a kid?
Well, let me tell you, I was a Chicago Bears fan because I was a Gale Sayers fan. I tried to emulate my game, after Gale Sayers. I mean, to watch him run and the things that he could do on the football field, I mean, I don't know of anybody back at that time that didn't want to be Gale Sayers. And certainly, you know, Jim Brown, you know, watching Jim Brown play and, Alty Taylor for the Detroit Lions. But, yeah, Gale Sayers, the Chicago Bears was my team.
Let me ask you about the great running backs, because you had a chance over that 9-year career to witness them and even seeing them as you were growing up. But what's the commonality that you've seen as far as the great running backs? What is it that they all do that makes them so good, Rick?
First and foremost, a lot of these guys, they have to be durable. You have to be able to stay out on the football field. And we know that, running backs, they're always hitting somebody, whether it's a blitzing linebacker or whether them running the football, getting hit, or chipping off on a defensive end. So, being healthy is the key thing, and being able to take yourself and get your body in playing shape, that's for sure. And then the other thing is being able to, condition yourself. Conditioning is really key for a running back. You know, getting tired and not having your body ready, you're just not going to last very long. And then the other thing is getting with the right system and the right team. You know, a lot of ball players, they get with a team, and all of a sudden, the system doesn't fit the way that they need to be used. So if you get with a team that really understands how to utilize you. And then second of all, you know, naturally, your coaches have to have confidence in you as a ball player and use you and work with you and teach you while you're coming through the ranks. And I think running backs have to have great balance, great vision on the field, and a will to win football games.
How did you end up ultimately at the University of Minnesota?
Well, I went to Indian Hills Community College from out of high school, and there at Indian Hills Community College, I was a 2-time All-American there. You know, and I had a choice, to go to any college I wanted. I was out of junior college, I was offered maybe 130 offers. I mean, there was 130 schools that sent me letters and wanted me to come to their school. But, you know, the University of Minnesota, man, it was in Minneapolis. Nice school, great school, clean. Coach that was there was just a great guy, Cal Stahl. I really liked the environment. The school's a great school. And as I look at it, I wouldn't do anything any different because I had an opportunity to play some good Big Ten football and wouldn't look back on it one bit.
Well, the reason why I ask that is that when I look at your career in the National Football League, you were drafted in the 4th round. I'm just wondering why you went the route of a JC. I mean, because were you a kind of a late bloomer?
Absolutely. Well, let me tell you, when I was growing up, I got set back a grade. My grandmother, when she passed away, who was my, kind of like my mother, she passed away, and I went into a deeper depression, and so I didn't do anything when I was in the sixth grade. So I got held back in the sixth grade. But then finally I came out of my, you know, out of my depression, and then I was able to move on. So my last year of high school, I wouldn't have been able to play. I took the GED and was able to pass that GED test and go to Indian Hills Community College.
Also, you were drafted, as I said, in the fourth round. John Ralston was the guy at Denver that drafted you. What did you know about the Denver Broncos, and what were your expectations of the NFL? Anything surprise you when you made the step up?
I didn't know anything about the Denver Broncos, and people don't realize I was a running back in high school and in college, at junior college and at the University of Minnesota. And so, you know, coming out of college, I was able to catch the ball because people would put me in the slot, get me in mismatches with linebackers and that whole deal. So they realized and knew that I could catch the ball. It was just learning how to run crisp routes, sit down in zones and those type of things. And so I had a great one in Haven Moses and Riley Odoms and Craig Morton. And those guys, man, helped me understand how to run routes and how to do the things to become a good wide receiver.
And were you a kick returner in Minnesota as well, or was that something you took on in the NFL?
Yeah, I was a kick returner through high school, through junior college, through University of Minnesota. I have always been a kick returner, punt returner and kick returner.
Well, the reason I ask that is that I've always found in those specialized positions, those skill positions like punt return, kickoff type of guy, that there is a certain mentality that goes along with doing that sort of thing. Am I right about that? And if so, what is that mentality of being a kick return guy?
That mentality is saying I want to be as positive as I can for my football team, no matter where you put me. If you put me on special teams, I'm going to go out and I'm going to do the job the best I possibly can. And so if you can be the other third of that game and make a difference, then you go out and you do it. And that's what I tell all my kids. And so you have to first have that mentality. And then the other mentality is to be able to go in and watch a lot of film about what other teams are trying to do and what we can do to counteract what they do. And that's something that I did all the time. I tried to be a student of the game and understand what other teams were trying to do. And then also look at other ball players. I used to watch Billy White Shoes Johnson film of him with Coach Fran Postfoot, who coached him with the Houston Oilers. And we know what Billy White Shoes Johnson was capable of, one of the greatest kick returners as well. And so watching him, watching Johnny Rogers from the University of Nebraska and that whole deal, I realized and understood that these guys were game changers, and I knew I could possibly be that same type of game changer, and that's what I wanted to be. I had a desire and a will and a want to be the best I could possibly be on the special teams aspect of it. And then understanding that you have to have heart. You know, you got to have heart back there because you know those guys are coming down and they want to knock you out, no doubt about it. And, you know, once again, with myself having a bullseye on my back, I knew I had to be prepared each and every week to be the best I could possibly be.
I've got to make a statement here, and if I'm wrong about this, Rick, please feel free to correct me, but I also think one of the greatest assets, and I've talked to Brian Mitchell about this and others, but one of the greatest assets kick returners can have is vision. And what I mean by that is that you're really assimilating a lot of things, bodies flying all over the place, and you almost have to have an intuition, and that vision helps you with it. Am I correct?
Yeah, you certainly have to have vision, that's for sure. You know, if you don't have vision, you don't know exactly where everybody's at on the football field. But you have to be a guy that can also beat that gunner when he comes down. You have to have a lot of agility, you know, get past that first guy, and then be able to accelerate and get upfield. And you certainly have to have a lot of speed. You know, once you break big past that first wave, and to be able to outrun people as well.
We got about a minute before we have to break here, but I really think the thing about being a kick return guy is it can change the momentum of a game instantly. Instantly, it really takes the wind out of an opposing team when a guy has gone 90 yards or 100 yards with a kick return.
Well, it does, because, once again, you don't really expect, you know, points out of your special teams. Special teams is the set up field position, whether it's your punter, whether it's your kick returners, whether it's your kickoff team. It's to give your offense or your defense an advantage. But when you can get 6 points out of it or 7 points out of it, you know, you put some points on the board that you don't really expect. So Yeah, it's a momentum. I mean, it just kills you. And not only that, the fans get into it because you've done something really extra special out on that football field.
Rick Upchurch is with us here on Sports Byline USA. Had a fine 9-year career in the National Football League with the Denver Broncos as a wide receiver and a kick returner after coming out of the University of Minnesota and drafted in the 4th round. 4 times he was a Pro Bowl selection, and he also went to the Super Bowl. He did that with Super Bowl number 12 with the Denver Broncos. They lost to the Dallas Cowboys. We'll talk about that experience and also other aspects of the National Football League. Also, playing in Denver, a very special experience. We do that as we continue with more of you and Sports Byline.